Good Moed, good morning, and a friendly reminder, Mishnayos are studied as they are every single day. Le'ilui Nishmas Sara Malka Bas Rabbi Yitzchak. Today is the fourth day of the Yomer. Please remember, if you haven't counted it as yet, to do so during daylight hours. We are learning Masechet Nedarim. We are in the 11th Perek, Mishnayos Yod and Yod Aleph. Now the Mishnah says, how much of the thread becomes Tameh? Nir Bashasiya Omeid Ha'arik Tahor. What happens if a Nega appears on the warp that's ready to be woven, but it isn't woven, right? So the part that's woven is considered not tame. In other words, once a weaving is completed, the leftover warp is considered separate from the woven cloth, even if it's still attached to the loom. If it appears on the woven part, this nega, then the parts of the warp that are wet, ready for weaving are considered tar. They're not considered contiguous. What if we have a sheet and the nega appears on this, the sheet, but the sheet also has fringes. So, sorry for Sanaim, and the fringes also have to be burned. They are considered secondary to the sheet. However, near a baniman, if you have a nega that appears on the niman, on the fringes, so then asadin tahor, the sheet is going to be tar. Chalok shenirabo nega matzalisa omrios shabo. If a nega appears on a shirt, it doesn't make the trim on the shirt, tame, the decorative cloth on the edges, is not part of the garment. Afilu hein argamon, even if they're made out of red wool, it still doesn't become considered part of the shirt. Now, kala roi litame tame meis, afal pishena roi litame midras, metame binagoyim. Right? If something is able to become tame meis, that is the telltale sign that it's ready to become an issue. But if it's not able to become tame meis, In such a situation, it's not going to. The issue, the fact that something may not be able to contract midras tuma has nothing to do with its ability to become tame with tzaras. So, for instance, kagon kalashol svinim vilon v'savashol svachu mitpachos asvarim. If you have a sail of a ship, or a curtain, or a decorative part of a hairnet, or mantles for sifrei Torah, or a galgilion, or if you have a string belt, or ritzua shominal, or the straps of a shoe, or a sandal, sheish b'mrochav kigris, even though these straps are as wide as a gris, all these things, harelu metamim v'negoim, these things can't become tamei tumas midras, but they can become tamei with negoim. Now, sagos, what happens if you have a sagos? Or what is a sagos? A sagos is a thick wool garment, and it's a little bit woven, a little bit tufted, so that it doesn't have the standard style of weaving in it. So in such a situation, shenira bo nega, it has a nega in it. So Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov omer, achi arigu b'mukim. It has to be so that the nega is both in the woven part and the thick tuft. And a flask and a sack are examined in a normal way. In other words, we look at them the way they normally stand to see if the nega is there. Even though it folds over and comes around, we don't have to worry about the folds. We look at it and see, is the nega contiguous on the outside the way we look at it? A nega can spread from inside out or from outside in, making the item tamei with tzaras. We have to be careful with those things and to make sure to check it based on the way that it appears to us in that regard. We'll stop here and Be'ezus Hashem will continue tomorrow. Everyone have a wonderful Pesach and a wonderful, terrific day.